The CDC issuing a new warning now about monkeypox.
I think, you know, at the beginning, when I saw the first reports about this, I'd expected it to be really limited to a certain country or to a certain area.
Monkeypox infections are popping up around the world.
And then all of a sudden you start seeing more reports popping up here and there.
Monkeypox in New York City, Florida, Utah, and Washington State.
And then you're like, wait a minute, what's happening?
Hey there, Pulse Check listeners. This is Annie Reese. Carmen Pan is a global health reporter at Politico.
You know, as a health reporter, but also as a sort of like normal human being nowadays, you know, every time you hear about a new disease or an existing disease that is causing, you know, more people to get sick, you're like, is this the new COVID? Is this happening again?
On the show today, monkeypox and getting the risk messaging right about how big a deal this really is.
Everyone is a bit more sensitive to this report and also afraid that, you know, yet another sort of plague is going to come and who knows what else we're going to have to do to protect ourselves and our loved ones from it. But fortunately, so far, it doesn't look like this is the new COVID. It doesn't look like it will have the same impact or that it's going to spread the same way or to the same extent. At the same time, you don't want to be complacent and tell people, don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Want them to be informed and understand how this transmits and how they can protect themselves from it, especially if they're somehow at a higher risk than the general population to get it.
What is monkeypox and what does it do to you?
So monkeypox is a virus that you can get infected with through close contact, either with animals that are infected or with other people who are infected. It is transmitted through really close contact. So if you're like face to face with someone for a long time, obviously if you have intimate relationship with that person, or if you touch contaminated things like bedding or clothing or things like that, it is not a disease that can kill you. It rarely kills people. It can happen, but it's usually very rare. The most unpleasant part of it is that it starts with fever, but then it develops into a rash that can be either on some parts of your body or all over your body. As far as I understand, when it's all over your body is really the most severe part of the disease, but not everyone would have that rash all over their bodies. And that rash is also like not well looking, you know, it's sort of like these bumps that are filled with a pus-like substance, you know, I understand it's very itchy, and it can take up to 4 weeks to clear. Mm-hmm. Another expert I was talking to about this was telling me that in those 4 weeks, you are infectious as long as you have that rash. So that's when normally you should isolate and make sure that you don't come in close contact with other people or that they do not come in close contact with things that you've potentially touched or used.
Governments are warning against panicking, but they're also planning for the worst outcome. So I feel like there's this vibe of like, just don't pay any attention to all the scrambling that you're seeing. Can you kind of talk to me about that?
Yes, I think that's the actual problem that governments have around the world in the countries where there have been reports of monkeypox infections. Because this is not COVID. The virus is very different than COVID. It's a lot harder to transmit. The contact between people has to be a lot closer than for COVID. But at the same time, governments don't want to be like some of them were in the early days of the COVID pandemic, saying, don't worry about it. It's going to go away. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. So I think some of them are towing the line between telling people not to panic, but also to be prepared just in case this really gets out of control.
What has the messaging about monkeypox been from U.S. officials about how serious a threat this is? What have we been seeing?
It has been a bit confusing at times. We saw President Biden while on his trip to Asia saying everyone should be concerned about this, just to say the next day, well, you shouldn't be as concerned as you should be about COVID. So it's been a bit confusing at times, and I think it does reflect what we were just talking about.
So what is the picture of monkeypox right now in terms of kind of cases in Europe and the US?
We are seeing new cases being reported every day. I think the last time I checked, there were at least 200-something cases, if not even nearing 300 cases across mostly countries in Western Europe and North America, so Canada and the US. We are seeing more and more reported. It's unclear whether this is also as a result of people being more aware of it, people going to get checked if they discover they have a rash on their bodies, or whether there's really a sort of like, you know, fast spread. But it's definitely concerning because it's unusual. Monkeypox usually comes from animals in heavily forested areas in countries in Central and Western Africa. So we've seen outbreaks there. There is an outbreak of monkeypox in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and in Nigeria. I think the Democratic Republic of the Congo has reported more than 1,000 cases since the beginning of the year. But you wouldn't expect that many cases to be reported outside of that area. Sometimes there will be people who get infected who travel to a Western country and there will be a few cases. But this is unusual because there's so many cases across so many different countries happening more or less at the same time.
Okay, so pretend that I am U.S. officials. What do you think, what is my dream scenario about what the American public thinks about this? What are U.S. officials trying to achieve, or how could they really fall on their face here?
That's the hardest part, and this is why I am always happy not to be a U.S. official or be in the shoes of a U.S. official. Obviously, you want people to be aware of what's going on. You want people to be well-informed about what's going on. You want to make sure that they do not fall prey to disinformation or misinformation. We've seen some circulating about COVID-19 vaccines potentially causing that, which, you know, doesn't make sense. You know, you want to give them enough information that they're not scared about it, that they're aware about how they can protect themselves, while at the same time not panicking, understanding that this is not, you know, a virus that lingers in the air like COVID does sometimes, that this is not a virus that you can easily catch if you go grocery shopping, for example, or to the mall. This is a virus that really transmits through close contact with people. And we have seen it transmit in this particular outbreak among men who have sex with men. At the same time, World Health Organization officials have been clear that this is not a sexually transmitted disease, and that people, you know, men who have sex with men should not be stigmatized, because this is a virus that could transmit to everyone. So if two people are in close contact with each other, if they touch, you know, contaminated clothes or bedding, they could potentially get monkeypox.
We know that there's more than 100 million vaccine doses for monkeypox in the Strategic National Stockpile. What's the U.S. vaccination strategy here?
So the vaccine strategy that's being used in the UK and most likely will be used in other countries if they decide to start vaccinating is the so-called ring strategy. So what you do is you trace the contact, the close contact of a person who is infected, and then you vaccinate those contacts. One thing about this vaccine is that it actually is effective after exposure. So if you've been exposed to monkeypox and you take the vaccine, the ideal time frame for that is 3 days from exposure, you should most likely be protected from developing the disease. And I think the recommendation is in the UK to be vaccinated between 4 to 14 days after you think you have been exposed to it. So we are not in a situation where everyone needs to be vaccinated against this. A clarification on the stockpile that the US has, there are 100 million of vaccines that are against smallpox. So that's a sort of like, you know, sibling of monkeypox that doesn't exist anymore, but the vaccine for it is also protective against monkeypox. Now, it's an older vaccine, so it has a bit like harder side effects. I understand that would be used if the need is really high. Now, there's a newer vaccine that was approved by the FDA in 2019, and the US has 1,000 doses of that, and it doesn't have the same harsh side effects. So that will be used first for this ring vaccination. And then, you know, the US has ordered more and other countries have ordered more. So the plan is to use that vaccine. And the 100 million smallpox vaccine, I assume that will be used only in sort of like worst case scenarios.
What briefly would be like worst case scenario, purely hypothetically, and best case scenario?
Worst case scenario, you know, I don't want to fearmonger, but obviously it would be that this spreads more and faster, that maybe somehow the virus has changed. Obviously, we're all aware of the you know, coronavirus variants. The worst case scenario might be that this has changed in a way that we didn't know about. The best case scenario, obviously, would be that this outbreak kind of like resolves on its own. that it doesn't spread further, that most of the people, if not all of the people who've been infected, you know, just heal without any problem, that no one dies, and that this is just a sort of like wake up call to study this virus a bit closer and to try to stop the outbreaks of the source, as we were saying.
So what are you really watching out for in the coming weeks?
How far this spreads, how it started. The other thing about this virus is that unlike coronavirus, you know, you are not, if you are infected, you are not asymptomatic. You will know that you have it. There will most likely be a rash, at least on some parts of your body. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be easier to track. And then just to understand how it spread, from where to where, and also how it can be contained. The other thing that I'm watching also as a global health reporter is the attention that this brings to monkeypox, because obviously most people maybe haven't heard about it or hear very rarely about this disease. And whether that also sort of like this attention in a way benefits these outbreaks at the source, as in, you know, there will be more attention to making sure that those countries have access to vaccines and these drugs to treat their people. And also there's more investment into research, into stopping this before they happen. Obviously, it's not such a deadly disease, but it doesn't mean that there should be no investment in it, and that the countries that have been struggling with this for about 50 years should not be helped to contain them, you know, at the source.
Carmen Pond, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much, Annie.
Also in the news, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer gave the green light for a bipartisan gun deal, telling his top deputy, Dick Durbin, that he would give deal-seeking Democrats like Chris Murphy and Kyrsten Sinema some space to test the waters with Republicans. Potential legislation is considered unlikely to find enough votes to pass before the midterms. And a new government report from the Congressional Budget Office said that it expects tax revenue to jump by $800 billion, a sum equivalent to the Pentagon's annual budget, which will shrink the government's budget deficit to $1 trillion. The surge is a result of rising inflation as well as the ongoing recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. Today's episode of Politico Dispatch included music composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Be sure to follow Politico Dispatch if you haven't yet, and if you can, leave us a rating and review. It helps more people find the show. I'm Annie Reese. Thanks so much for listening.